BBC News with Julie Candler. The United Nations Security Council is meeting an emergency session to discuss allegations that Syrian government forces used chemical weapons when they shelled an area outside the capital Damascus on Wednesday. The main opposition national coalition described it as a massacre. The Syrian government has denied that it used chemical weapons. Nick Bryant reports from New York.
The focus of diplomatic efforts from Britain, America and France has been on getting the UN Weapons Inspections Team immediate and unrestricted access to the site of the alleged attack. That's more complicated than it sounds. The 20-strong team is staying just 15 minutes away from the Damascus suburbs where hundreds were killed. But under the terms agreed beforehand with the Syrian government, it's only been allowed access to three sites of previous alleged attacks. In Damascus, the head of the UN weapons team, the Swedish scientist Åke Sällström, is in talks with the Syrian government.
People who say they've been treating those killed and wounded in Syria have told the BBC and other international media that victims started arriving at treatment centres in the early hours of the morning. With more, here's Frank Gardner.
Video footage uploaded to the internet shows body after body brought into a makeshift morgue, allegedly victims of a massive chemical attack. Some of the survivors are twitching with convulsions. The dead have frozen, paralyzed faces. None bear any visible wounds. A local doctor, Ghazwan Bouidani, said there is evidence of the use of poison gas. But Syria's information minister, Omran Azoubi, said the rebels' claims were timed to coincide with a visit by UN inspectors.
Egyptian state television has reported that the former president, Hosni Mubarak, will be put under house arrest following his release on corruption charges. The order was issued by a military official. Earlier in the day, a court had ordered his release after judges dealt with the last of the corruption charges against him. Prosecutors are not appealing against the decision, and his lawyers say he could be released from prison on Thursday. The 85-year-old still faces charges of complicity in the killing of protesters during the uprising that forced him from power in 2011. The lawyer of the American soldier Bradley Manning has asked President Obama to pardon his client, who's been sentenced to 35 years in prison after leaking hundreds of thousands of secret documents to the whistleblowing website WikiLeaks. His lawyer, David Coombs, says whistleblowers should be protected.
The time for our president to focus on protecting whistleblowers instead of punishing them is now. Early next week, I will file, on behalf of my client, PFC Manning, a request that will be routed through the Secretary of the Army for the President. A request that the President pardon PFC Manning, or at the very least commute his sentence to time served.
World News from the BBC. A Swedish politician has been injured in an ambush in the Somali capital Mogadishu. Witnesses says Anne Margareta Leif was being driven back to her hotel after delivering a university lecture on good governance when gunmen shot at her car, killing her driver and translator. No one has said they carried out the attack. The United States Federal Reserve has published minutes of a key policymaking meeting which suggests the central bank is likely to reduce its efforts to stimulate the country's economy. Share prices fell moderately. Andrew Walker reports.
It is increasingly likely that the Federal Reserve will start to cut back on the $85 billion a month it's pumping into the financial markets later this year. The minutes of the July policymaking meeting do reinforce the expectation that it will happen, but they don't provide much more clarity, which the markets would have liked, on exactly when and how quickly the Fed will go about it. The prospect of reduced Fed action has already hit stock markets and also the currencies of many emerging economies.
Also in the United States, the final installment of the tapes recorded in the White House by former President Richard Nixon have been released by the National Archives. They were recorded over 3 months in 1973 and cover the culmination of the Watergate scandal that led to Nixon's resignation. David Willis reports.
The tapes cover an intense period of time that included the resignation of Nixon's two close aides and two other senior administration officials in one day, the same day that Nixon made a public statement accepting blame for the Watergate scandal. But they also show the president actively engaged in global diplomacy, discussing a summit meeting with the Russians and taking a close interest in the thawing relations with China, which the president described as the key to world peace. At one point, Nixon can be heard describing the Chinese as the ablest people in the world.
BBC News.